I'm being haunted by the ghosts of dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just a simple fact that I've been living too long.
Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf,
so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard as now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a signing next week out on Forest Lawn.
Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts,
and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde and stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving, like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil, running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper!
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance, so Buffy didn't stand a chance. And the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf, so here's a toast to Jay-Z's health and to Puff Daddy, Pete Diddy or whatever. Live long and prosper, hell, live forever, cause once they're dead, we won't ever be free. No R.I.P. for R.A.P. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Yo, dog, that rapper is only mostly dead. There's a big difference between mostly dead and all dead. Mostly dead is slightly alive. Well, with all dead, there's usually only one thing you could do.
What's that, yo?
Go through his clothes and look for the bling bling.